Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome back to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. Now, let's talk about routine. So when you think about the word routine, what is the first thing that comes into your head? Do you think routine is something boring? Do you think routine is something rigid or even soul-crushing, right? Routine, how boring can it be? Now, I have to say that I completely disagree with that statement because routine feels like freedom to me. And you might say, Christina, you're so boring. Even routine for you is something amazing. And I have to say that routine removes friction from the things that matter most in my life. And it helps me to achieve things, it helps me to progress as well. So for me, routine is not a prison. It's completely the opposite from the prison. It's actually a foundation for my life. Because I build routines to automate the boring stuff, the stuff that I wouldn't willingly do as much or at all. And by building a routine, I can focus my energy on things that truly matter to me. So let's go with some examples. For example, exercise. I exercise quite a bit. And if I only exercised when I felt like it, I probably wouldn't do it as frequently or wouldn't do it at all. Because let's be honest, I love the feeling after I go for a run. But honestly, like, I don't really kind of desire to go for a run. Oh, let's go for a run. I love the feeling afterwards and it kind of hooks me, but I don't crave running, let's say. I crave the feeling after I go for a run. And maybe because I have that routine established, that's why I go for runs. Same with weightlifting. I don't really crave weightlifting as I would crave bar of chocolates, for example. But because this is part of my routine, it just happens. This is what I do 3 times per week by default. So there's no mental battle. Exercise, it is part of my routine. Same as healthy eating. When I go to a supermarket, I go on autopilot. I know which aisles I want to go to. I want to go to the veggie aisle. I want to go to fresh produce aisle, and then I'm out. These are the only parts of the supermarket that I visit, really. And that really kills the decision fatigue. Thus, I don't have to make any decisions. I know what I'm getting. And this is my routine of grocery shopping. So I know that I'm not going to go past the Snickers bars because I know where they are. And, well, I don't know where they are, actually. That's why I'm not going past them. I actually know where the fresh produce is. The only thing I have to make a decision about is, shall I get broccoli or lettuce or both? I don't have to make a decision whether I want to get a Kit Kat or I want to get a Snickers bar. So yes, my habit, my routine is to take the fresh produce aisle and not the snack one. So that's a good routine, I would say. Don't you think so? And also the third example would be with investing, for example. I invest every single month and I don't overthink. I don't have to ask myself, should I invest this month? Is the market good enough for me to invest? No, I just do it. I just eliminate that decision making process, because investing is something that happens to me and I know what I'm buying in the stock market. So for me, this is a no-brainer. This is what I'm buying. That's it. There's no decision making there. So routine in those areas like exercise or healthy eating or investing actually creates consistency, and that consistency leads to long-term results. So my routines might be boring, not exploring the Snickers area or not exploring the latest meme coin that is out there in the market, or maybe not trying different sports every week just to break my usual exercising routine. But they create consistency and they compound over the long term rather than me having to decide. Because routine itself isn't stressful. It actually prevents stress, because decision making takes so much energy. Like, on top of everything that I have to do on my day to day, if I had to make those simple decisions, whether to exercise or whether to eat healthy or whether to invest, I would be completely broken probably. And I don't know if you who is listening, you have endless energy, because I don't. I actually don't have endless energy. I have a full-time job. I make this podcast. I exercise. I do side gigs on top of that, on top of my full-time job. I also do ad hoc translations. So, sorry, I don't have endless energy to make those crucial, simple decisions. So I would rather let my routine make those decisions rather than me wasting energy on them. So decision fatigue is real. If you had to decide whether to brush your teeth every day, can you imagine? Like, oh, should I brush my teeth today? No, I brush them tomorrow. It wouldn't work. So some things, they have to be automated. And for me, in my life, I automate many things. And what I realized as well is that the more stable my routine is, the more creative space I have, that I have so much more energy, because if my routine is stable, these decisions are already accounted for. So I don't need to just even like think about it. It just kind of happens naturally somehow. And then I have space to do the things that I truly like and enjoy. And having that stable and structured routine gives me freedom to be spontaneous in other areas of my life. So routine is like having a solid ground so I can actually run towards my goals. It's like a pavement of the runner that is solid rather than being muddy like the Scottish one, like the Scottish Highlands. It's just having like an asphalt where you can actually storm through and just reach your goals like that. So I don't follow routines for the sake of being disciplined or for the sake of having willpower. By the way, willpower is not something I believe in, really. I believe in willpower short term, like if somebody would bring me a plate of something really tasty but really high caloric and I would be trying to lose weight, I would probably use my willpower for that. But it wouldn't work long term. Can you imagine using your willpower every single day for every single decision? That wouldn't work. So yes, discipline doesn't really work and willpower doesn't really work. What works are habits, having established routine, and I follow it because it works for me. It serves me. And I've seen the results, and the results are incredible with zero willpower, with zero effort from my side, really. It's like waking up early. Like, I go to sleep early and I wake up early naturally. My body kind of is used to it. It's not that I have to, oh my God, I have to use willpower to wake up early. No, every time I set the alarm, I usually wake up before the alarm. So it's not willpower. It's not like, oh my God, like you wake up so early. No, it's like something that I'm used to and something that serves me and something that has helped me enormously during my life. So to conclude this episode, I wanted to say that routine isn't boring. Because are you stuck where you don't want to be? Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck. Or maybe you're not achieving anything in your life. Whatever achievement is for you. Now, if you answered yes to any of those questions, that's boring. Not routine. A routine doesn't make you a winner from one day to another. You're not going to just like magically be successful if you follow a routine. But routine will free up some time and energy for you to do things that truly matter for you. And with routine, that's how you move forward. Even on days when you don't feel like doing that, with routine, there's no question for that. Like you already have those habits and that's it. That's going to propel you forward. So thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, please share it with someone who might like it too. You never know. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that anything I say here is not individual, financial or life advice. Always do your own research before making any financial or life decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.